And now it's time for Weekend Digest with your friendly host, Junior Miller.
And I thought we'd throw a little bit of a curveball here, Weekend Digest this week. Since yesterday was Father's Day, I thought we'd do a Father's Day segment here instead of talking about blockbuster trades or anything like that or the Wings over the weekend.
Faja.
I certainly miss my dad. He's been gone now for 4.5 years. It's still weird to have a Father's Day with your father not around. And all three of us have lost our fathers, so we've all gone through this. It's 4.5 years. I still find myself at times during the course of a day wanting to talk to him or call him. That urge to call him has not gone away, and it's very strange.
Yeah.
Like if I have a question about something or I see something that reminds me of him, I still think, wow, I need to call him. Oh, no, wait, not going to be doing that. But the circle of life thing happened for me. We lost him in November of 2020. And then in the summer of 2021, our daughter was born, making me a dad for the first time. And that's been a great ride. And it's bittersweet because I wish he had been able to meet his granddaughter. But the completion of the circle of life thing is also very special and wonderful. So I got to hang out with my daughter yesterday on Father's Day. And we played at home for a while. I told you guys last week, my wife said, what do you want to do on Father's Day? Do you want to go take a long bike ride or something? And I said, no, it's Father's Day. I want to be with her. Now, I do want to watch the final round of the U.S. Open that afternoon.
Yeah, does she like golf?
With no interruptions. So keep that in mind. But no, that morning I wanted to be with her. So we played at the house. And then I took her to the Perot Museum, just right around the corner here from the ticket studios. And that is the greatest place to take a kid and kill 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
There's so much going on there. And they just redid the Children's Museum on the very bottom floor, which is, you know, for toddlers, basically. And then the rest of it is a little advanced on the 4 or 5 floors above that. But they now have this outdoor play area with a climbing wall. And she loves to climb, so she was all about that. And you slide back down. And it's really interesting to watch the difference between boys and girls on a playground. I mean, the boys are flying down those slides. They're wiping out on the climbing wall, and they just pop up and laugh and go on.
From a young age, they're trying to shoot each other's or their own wheels off. They don't care.
It's crazy how indestructible and kamikaze little boys are.
Yeah.
And then little girls are much more careful. Yeah, every once in a while, you'll get a little girl that's got a little kamikaze in her. But they're much more careful.
No disrespect.
And no disrespect. And, you know, if they fall, it's kind of a deal. They might cry where the boy just laughs.
Yeah.
It's really a funny study to watch the two of them.
Yeah.
Just don't say any of that out loud.
Why not?
Because it's tense. Some people get tense with there being any difference between boys and girls. It's like a whole thing.
There's a pretty clear difference, in my opinion.
I know.
It's a pretty clear difference.
Yeah, like I said. I've noticed that over the last 5 decades, but maybe wrong on that, I guess.
I conducted my own scientific observational experiment yesterday.
You're wearing a lab coat?
And I came to the conclusion that there's a big difference.
If you had a lab coat.
I did have a lab coat. And I've already said it out loud, so I don't know what I can do about
it. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on the air now.
We're already on the record on that one.
In the upstairs, I think third floor of the museum, there's, you know, the earth, and it teaches them about geology and minerals and things like that. And there's this big sandbox, and it's a moving topographical sandbox map. And if you move the sand around, you can dig it way low, and it'll turn into a little lake, and you can build your own mountain, and it turns into a snow-capped peak. It's really great.
Cool.
And she loves it. She can spend an hour there. But at one point there, and I hope this is no indication of her future, she took some of that sand and snorted it.
Oh, no.
I hope she doesn't snorting things down the road. But it caught her by surprise. I don't know if it may have been an accidental snort, but she got all these fake sand pellets up her nose.
Oh, man.
That was traumatic because we had to go to the bathroom, the men's bathroom, and get some Kleenex and have her blow her nose like 20 times. She was okay after that, but then she had to go to the bathroom, so we're using the men's stall, and that's always awkward when I have to take her to the bathroom.
Yeah, but what are you going
to
do?
And we have to go to the men's bathroom, and you know how men bomb that place.
Ugh.
And they don't clean it up. Although I hear women's bathrooms are also very dirty.
Really?
But I can't imagine.
They can't be
them.
As bad as ours.
No, no way. So you had that whole awkward thing because you don't want someone else to walk in and you're there with your daughter. It just seems really strange to me. Then after that, after the museum, I took her to her ballet class. And watching three-year-olds do ballet is off the charts funny because it's just four or five little girls doing their own thing. The teacher's trying to show them how to do
right.
this.
Turd and cats.
Yes, they're not interested. They're just doing their own thing. So that was a lot of fun. And, then in the afternoon, I turned her over to my wife and I watched the U.S. Open. So that's how I spent Father's Day.
Not to be disturbed.
But it was a great Father's Day. It was a lot of fun. We are in a phase with her, and I'm guessing that our P1s with 3-4-year-old boys and girls also go through this, but you always wonder, you want to know other people are experiencing this. I've told you how she stalls at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's not just stalling, but all-out tantrum when we leave the room.
Oh, boy.
And we don't know how to handle it. And we're also, she's always been a great sleeper. Once we do finally get her to sleep, it's the 2 a.m., you hear footsteps, boom, 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 running into the room, wanting to get in bed with us or wanting to... you know, wake up. She's tired of sleeping at that point.
Oh, man. It's probably a phase, although I had a kiddo that had that phase from about that age till, I don't know, 8 or 9 or so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And we were probably just bad parents. And was, yeah, just fine. Just be really still right here. It's fine. Whatever. But it's probably just a phase. But it may last months or years. I guess that's up to you.
Yeah,
if
we've been told
walk them back in there.
We've been told by many, do not start the letting them sleep with you, because that is a very difficult thing to break out of.
Right,
it is.
So we have avoided that so far. And probably my favorite thing about being a father to a child this age is the voice. I cannot get enough of listening to her talk. It is just the cutest voice, and you don't want that voice to ever change because it's just so funny the way she pronounces words and just the way she talks in general. George, this happened while you were out, and we played this a couple of weeks ago. It was when Mike Ducey was in, mm-hmm. while you were in Ireland, and we were driving, and we were listening to The Ticket, and one of Conrad's liners came on, and, you know, he finished it by saying The Ticket. And then in the back seat, I heard her say this.
The Ticket.
That's her low voice.
Yeah, that was her.
She's trying to be Conrad.
Being Conrad, lowering her voice and saying.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Very serious tone there.
Yes. So she's already started some voice work. So also in the car the other day, she started singing just out of the blue, and it was so cute that I asked her to repeat the song.
I'll pick you up tomorrow if you sing Itsy Bitsy Spider again.
Okay, and can you bring me 2 cookies again?
Will you sing Itsy Bitsy Spider?
Yes.
Okay, sing it.
Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and the light up all the way. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
Oh, that's awesome.
So cute. And then the other morning, my wife sends this to me. They'll have the show on as they're getting ready in the morning.
Oh, no.
And our daughter had this hot sports opinion about our show as they were listening.
Daddy and his friends are lucky and they're talking funny.
They're, They're wacky and they're talking funny?
They're yucky.
They're yucky.
Oh, yucky. Daddy and his friends are yucky and they're talking funny.
Daddy and his friends are yucky and they're talking funny.
Doesn't that pretty much sum up our show?
Yeah,
pretty much.
We're yucky and we talk funny.
Pretty astute observation, honestly.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's always an interesting time when the kids start listening to The Ticket.
Yes. Pretty soon, she's not going to be able to listen to The Ticket.
Ear muffin. Yeah.
You might want to edit out her listening habits of The Ticket.
We are going to have to cut that back a little bit.
The one who's really interested in The Ticket Mouse and everything The Ticket Mouse says. And, because you think that's very inviting and cartoon-like, but sometimes what The Ticket Mouse says should not be repeated by a 3 or 4 year old.
Right. So I hope it was a great Father's Day for all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. Hope you had a good one.